Respawn, I'm Kate Remington with Maxime Goulet. He's the designer and artistic director of a really spectacular live performance of game music created by Montreal Studios. It's Friday, September 29th at the Place des Arts in Montreal. And bonjour, Maxime. Bienvenue à Music Respawn.
Bonjour. I'm really happy to be here.
You have put together just an unbelievably stunning concert. I'm really curious about, I guess this is a big question, but how did you come up with the idea of creating a concert to celebrate all the music created by Montreal Studios?
Actually, I do a lot of, I'm a composer, I write a lot of music for video games, but I'm also, I write also a lot of music for classical orchestra, so I write a lot of concert music as well. And often when orchestra were performing my concert music, they were telling me, oh, you're also a video game composer. We would like to play some of your video game music in one of our concerts, you know? So this was something that was, that people were telling me often when I was traveling to, when my piece were being performed in a concert. And at one point, there was a conductor that was insisting more than the others, and he said, I would really like to play this music that you played for that game, and so on. And so I took the time to think about it, and I didn't want it to just have my music perform in one concert. And I counter-proposed to him, like, why don't we do a concert where we have a lot of different games into it? This concept already exists. One very famous concert is called Video Games Live, mm-hmm. and it's a concert that tours around the world that plays the greatest hits of video game in a concert with an orchestra. And I said, why don't we do a kind of Video Games Live made in Montreal, because there's so many studios in Montreal. There's more than 125 video game studios in Montreal, so there's a lot of potential. There's a lot of content that we could showcase. So I thought we could, that would, if that's the idea, I would be willing to do that, you know, because not just showcase my video game music, but all of what is done here in Montreal. So eventually it didn't work with that orchestra, and I pitched the idea to different orchestra. Orchestre Metropolitain was really enthusiastic about this idea, and we tried to put it together in 2010. It didn't work out. Then when there was the because this year is the 375th anniversary of Montreal, and there was a call for projects, and we decided to submit this idea that we put on the shelf for a while, and we put it back out, and we send it, I think that was in 2014-15, so it's still a while ago. The idea was accepted by the, so it's backed by the City of Montreal, and the so we're really happy about that, to have their support for that. And I think it works very well, because we're really showcasing the talents of Montreal. So it's 37 games that are made in Montreal that will be in the concert. So the music will be performed by the orchestra. His famous conductor is Yannick Nézet-Séguin.
Oh, right.
And,
yeah.
So, but for the concert of the Montreal Video Game Symphony, the conductor will be Dina Gilbert. And you will see on screen some images of the game as well. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, from where we started to where we're at.
It's such an ambitious project. And I think keeping the focus on music from games that were created by Montreal Studios, even with that, it must have been kind of a challenge to narrow it down. And I know you asked for submissions. You asked people to, you invited them to submit for selection for the concert. So what was your criteria when you finally settled on the list of the games and the music?
Well, one idea that we always had in mind is that we wanted to showcase the diversity of the milieu of jeux vidéo in Montreal. So we didn't, because a lot of big games are very well known, like Mass Effect or Assassin's Creed or Dragon Age. So we, of course, we wanted that because it's a signature of Montreal to have these franchises in Montreal. But we also, there's a lot of indie games that here that sometimes are a little bit less known, but some of them are very known, like Outlast or Fez, or games that had achieved a great success. So we wanted to have also a lot of indie games and everything that is in between as well. So what we did is that some companies we approached, but we couldn't approach 125 companies. So what we did is that I created a website where the companies could submit their own games. So there was a form, and they could, they just like write the name of their company, their games. They send us an excerpt of the music to, so that we can listen to what's the music, what's the potential of including that in our concert. And after that, we had a committee where we listened to everything and decided what would be in and out. One of the criteria is that we wanted to be as diverse as possible. So I talked just before about the idea of having big studios and small studios, but it was also in the thematics of the game. So we didn't want only adventure game. So we have a little bit of adventure game. We have some horror game. We have some cartoonish games. So it's very diverse puzzle game and so on. So we for a different brackets of age as well. So we wanted to show that video game is just it's not just one thing. And the same thing with the orchestra. We wanted to show to the people that might be their first time going to a symphonic orchestra concert that orchestra, symphonic orchestra is only it's not only playing Beethoven, Mozart. Of course, it's that and this is what they do at their best, but they can also do a lot of other thing. And this shows it very well because you'll see it in the aesthetic of the music. We have some music that is more like epic Hollywood music, but we also have one game is called Contrast, and the music is jazzy, so you'll hear the choir singing more like a type of barbershop music. There's another piece where it's more like a funk piece. Another one like the Deus Ex series, the music is really electronic. Music kind of minimalist, Philip Glass type of music, but we transcribe all that language through the orchestral language. So it was really kind of a meeting point between a lot of different genres. And that was also a challenge also for the orchestrator. So Benoit Groux is the main orchestrator on the project, with who I work closely on the project. And so we had a lot of discussion about how can we translate a score that is only electronic or funk or jazz to the orchestra, you know? So that was really fun. And I think that will be very exciting for the audience to hear these themes that they know, but in a different, you know, shape.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned Benoit, because I'm sure it was a real challenge. As you mentioned, there are scores like Fez, which is nothing but electronics. Yeah. And then there are the huge orchestral over-the-top scores like Assassin's Creed or your music for Warhammer 40K. So it does really show the whole scope of game music. And it sounds like you're really hoping that the audience will extend to more than just people who already love the music for games. It sounds like you're really hoping that people who want to find out what all of this is about will also be at the performance.
Yes, I hope that people that are fans of the Orchestre Métropolitain and just following them, because they're doing a lot of original projects, you know, here and there. So I think that a lot of their followers are people that are very curious about different genre of music. So I think people that might not know games as much as true hardcore gamers might be curious to come in and see and just follow them and into this adventure and see how, you know, how are we going to present all these things together. So yeah, I'm hoping to reach a broad audience with the concert.
Yeah, it sounds like that's exactly what's going to happen.
Also, a few things that is interesting about the concert is that this year is the 10th anniversary of Assassin's Creed. Mm-hmm. So we're also featuring Assassin's Creed since it's Ubisoft is one of our partners for the show. And what we've done for the Assassin's Creed moment and the concert is that we did a kind of a medley of 10 different games of Assassin's Creed put in a chronological order. So you will hear the theme of the first Assassin's Creed and until the Assassin's Creed Origin, which is the game that will be released in October. And you will also see a video that is made specially for the concert, where you will see the evolution of Assassin's Creed, and the music will also follow this evolution. So this is one really important moment in the concert. There's another moment that we really are looking forward is that we have a medley indie, where we will have 12 independent games that will be stacked together in a 10 minutes piece. And you will see the visual of each game following the music. So this, we're really looking forward to that. And also what we really liked about the about our process of making this concert is that we really custom made every moment of the concert with the company. So it's really a tight collaboration with the company. So we're really grateful for the company to have joined the team with us to create this concert. So what I'm saying by that is that I've met individually each company, and I talk with them about what would be the best way for them to have their music in the concert. So, for instance, some company wanted to have just their trailer of their game shown on screen and the orchestra that plays the music of the trailer without the sound effects. Some other companies, like Ubisoft, we got the idea of doing, let's do a kind of a medley of all the different Assassin's Creed and do like a chronological, you know, path through the story of Assassin's Creed. With other company, we decided to do a kind of montage of concept arts. So you really kind of go into the origin of the game with the music playing. For other companies, what we decide to do is interactive. So there will be somebody from the crowd that will come on stage, play the game, and the orchestra will follow an interactive performance, the performance of the player who is playing the game. So the orchestra will evolve the music depending on how the player plays the game.
Wow.
And there will even be a moment where the crowd will be invited to play a game together, and the orchestra will follow the performance of the crowd. So this particular moment is a crowd gaming, so we're developing the game specifically for this concert. So this will be a unique moment. It's the first time that it's going to be played because the game is developed specifically for the concert. So we have a lot of, it's very diverse the way we're doing the concert. It's not just like showing videos and music, like if it was a film music or something like that. We're trying to bring the interactive aspect of video game music to our concert. And we'll have also Miss Harvey that will be one of the MC of the, Miss Harvey is like a professional gamer. She won a lot of world championship. And so she will be there also presenting a few of the games that will be shown and played during that evening. So we're really looking forward to that as well.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, what sort of, going just to kind of elaborate on the interactive portion of some of the performances with some of the games, what kind of preparation is Dina going to be doing to sort of cover all of the possibilities of what can happen in the game as the player's playing it?
Yeah, that's a big challenge for her because usually when you conduct, you focus on the musician, but now she'll have to focus on the screen because you never know when the character was going to turn right or left and having to change the music. So you cannot look at your what you're conducting on your score. You have to look always on the screen, you know. So she has to learn by memory all of these music that are interactive. And but we're doing a lot of practice before doing the first rehearsal with the orchestra. So there's two games that are, there's the crowd gaming and there's two other games that will be interactive. And we will do also a practice with the person who's going to be playing on stage. So the person who will be playing on stage are two gamers from Team Sailor Scouts. It's a group of girl gamer who are doing a competition.
Wow.
And yeah, so two of their members will come for the two games. And we're going to do a practice with them as well. So they're going to come in the studio and they're going to play the game. And Dina's going to look at their performance. And I will be on the laptop and I'm simulating the orchestra. So I have like on my, I've set up all my keyboard with different triggers so that I can press on one note and you'll hear the jingle like, when you pick up an item or something like that. And I can play the music, the loop, crossfades. So I'm kind of simulating it with the computer so that Dina can practice giving me signal as if she was giving signal to the orchestra at the same time as she's looking at the screen. And also we want the performance of the gamers to be interesting to look at, because only in these two moments only one person, you know, will be playing the game. So we want for the rest of the people who are not playing the game and just watching it to be interested as a visual performance. So we're going to be working and talking with them also to make sure that, you know, it's fun to watch even if you're not playing it.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of preparation. It's huge. It's a titanesque preparation compared to a regular classical music concert where, you know, all the notes have been already written. There's no arrangement to do. There's no interactive aspect. Measure one is always followed by measure two, and measure two is always followed by measure three. Whereas an interactive music, you never know exactly what will happen and when will be played. So it's also a challenge for the musician because they're not used to play non-linear music in concert.
Sure. And normally when this music gets put in a game, there's a computer and some
exactly.
AI, an engine that takes care of all of that, so you don't have to think about it. There's also going to be a premiere by you on the concert, right?
Yeah. Actually, the premiere is the crowd gaming that I'm composing the music for, the crowd gaming. So the Orchestre Métropolitain when we were working in the project, they thought, oh, why don't we do a premiere of one of, you know, why don't you write a piece for the concert? So I was thinking about what could I do for this concert specifically. And I knew that the people that would come to the concert, or a lot of them are game fans. So I was like, I wanted to do something that would excite them and make them very, you know, it's not just a piece that they just listen and they're like, okay, I don't know this game. Is it really, is it a music from a game? I don't know that game or something like that. So at one point I realized, why don't we do a crowd gaming? Because we have little moments where somebody comes on stage, but that's just two person. Why don't we do something where everyone can play the game? And so I did some research. There's a lot of people, well, not a lot, but a few people in the world that are developing ideas for crowd gaming. And there's different concepts of how can the crowd interact with the game. You know, some people, they do like apps where everybody has their phone and download the apps. And at the same time, they play it on the apps by stats. If it's like you turn left or right, everybody decides if they want left or right, and the majority wins, so the character will turn left if the majority said, let's turn left, you know. So that's one way of to do it. But I didn't want to go into that because, first of all, it's technically a bit complicated. You have to develop the app and so on. And also, everybody has to have a phone, which is not necessarily the case in a concert. So we're going to do it in a kind of different way that is doesn't require any tech from the audience. We're taking care of all that. And so I'm not saying exactly what we're doing because I wanted to keep it a surprise.
Of course.
But so my involvement as a composer in the concert for the premiere is this piece, which is the game development. So I approached somebody to develop the game. I talked with him about my ideas, what I wanted to do, and he found it's a great idea. Jérôme Delapierre, who does a lot of kind of these interactive aspects for scene. He worked a lot for a contemporary dance project where you have projection on the dancers and stuff like that. So he's really a good person to work with for that project because he's used to do some stuff live. It's not just a video game, but it has to take, you know, the aspect of the live performance in consideration. So very looking forward. It's actually very hard because the challenge of that is that we cannot test it because we cannot invite 1,000 people to test the game before the concert. So we're really going to know if it works the day of the concert. We have a lot of B plan and C plan and D plan. If this doesn't work as we plan, we can do this, we can do that, we can do that. So we're really looking forward to see how will it happen and work, and you know, so yeah, it's going to be pretty exciting. Nervous, but very exciting.
Yeah, I bet that's amazing. And who knows, you could be at the start of a whole new trend with really interactive concerts too, which sounds
yeah
wonderful.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it's becoming more and more popular, the idea of having interactive performance in concert. And what I liked about the crowd gaming aspect is that it's a collaborative effort. You know, often people see video games, especially people who doesn't play video games, they think that video game is a very solitary activity, whereas people that are gamer, they know that often you play online and you do a collaborative effort with a team, and you know, but sometimes these people see it from outside, like just somebody in their basement being alone with a pair of headphones looking at a screen. But with the crowd gaming, it really shows that a game can be a collaborative effort, you know. And the crowd gaming is really obviously that, because it's all the crowd playing together at one game at the same time, at the same moment, trying to help each other to reach a goal, you know.
Yeah, oh, that sounds amazing. And I think what's so interesting too is, you know, the AAA studios like Ubisoft and Eidos and Square Enix attract really top-notch composers like Jesper Kidd and Lauren Balfe and Sarah Schachner, but there's also a lot of homegrown talent musically composing game scores, like yourself and Samuel Laflamme, who's composed for the two Outlast games, and many, many others. And what I've heard from a lot of composers that I've talked with is that community of game composers is very, very close. Is that true just in the milieu of composers in Montreal too? I mean, do you guys like all know each other too?
Yeah, pretty much. I think also the milieu in general, we know each other, you know. So we know people, like there's every year there's the MIGS, which is the Montreal International Game Summit, that takes place usually like in November or October. This year is going to be in December. So it's like a little GDC of Montreal, you know, where the developers meet, they have conference up, and we share our ideas or what we worked on and what did we develop of idea, concept, and stuff like that. So everybody kind of know each other a little bit like that. I know Samuel Laflamme very well. I know Mathieu Lavoie and FX from Vibe Avenue very well as well. So we kind of all know little bit each other, and we kind of all also admire each other, our work, and so we get along most of the time pretty well. So I'm very happy to have a lot of my colleagues in the concert as well. So a lot of them. So, of course, in the concert there will be some music by some composer that I'm not from Montreal, like Jesper Kidd. And also Jesper Kidd is supposed to come in Montreal for the concert. So we hope that will happen. And also because we hope to give the chance to the audience to meet him or to see him.
Yeah.
And but there's also a lot of composers that are from Montreal that are going to be in the concert. So I'm really happy to showcase their talents as well. And I think it's a good opportunity also for studios who often hires composers outside to discover local talents as well, because a lot of the developers will be at the concert, of course, you know.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, it's got to be a real advantage when you live in the same city where the studio is, because you can just go across town, or in some cases just walk across the street and see a new build of the game, rather than trying to have to do it long distance with the time zone differences and that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I've experienced both, because I've worked on some games that were made in Beijing or the other part of the world where the time zone is completely the opposite. Sometimes it's complex because also sometimes the emails are translated by translation software, so you don't really understand what they mean. And sometimes you ask a question, you have to wait the next day to have the answer because of they're sleeping while we're at work. So having the chance to go in the studio, meet the person, try the game with them, it's a very different experience. You know, you can really bond also with the team. You can go at some meeting, you can go at some last minute meeting, like they say, like, hey, we're calling a meeting now, are you close by, do you want to just jump in, you know? So that's really fun about that. Like also, like when I work on Warhammer, they were doing each Friday they're doing a Twitch about to their fans of where is the game, what did we do this week and stuff like that. So I participated in a few of those Twitch when I was updating the music and composing new music. Just I went in the studio, shared the new music with the fans, and they could also ask me questions during the Twitch, send me the question by chat, and I would answer it live. So it gives all these opportunity that it makes you feel more part of the team, you know. So I think that's a good advantage both for the composer and the company as well, to have people that are close by.
Yeah, definitely. And there are a few instances in games where Montreal actually becomes a character, and I'm thinking specifically about Deus Ex Human Revolution, where there's a whole level of the game set in Montreal. In fact, some of the main action happens at the top of the tower at the Olympic Park, which I just think is so cool. There's a real local connection there too, which is really neat. So I'm really glad that you're including music from the two Deus Ex games with Michael McCann as well. I think what's really interesting now at this point in game culture and game history and creation is that there's kind of a level playing field almost, because a tiny team like Polytron can create a game that ends up being just as popular as games from these big AAA studios. And so it really seems like that's another really great thing that your concert is going to be showcasing.
Yeah, I think, when stuff like Steam arrived and when you started to be able to download games directly from the internet to your computer, this kind of give the opportunity to a lot of people to make their own game and not have to be necessarily associated with a big producer and have to please mass of, you can do something very niche. And that really helped a lot of indie, because they said, well, we can do a game that is very personal and still reach our audience. So we find this is a great opportunity, and we want to kind of showcase these games that were a hit, and also games that will become a hit, I'm sure, and that are less known. But with the concert also, we're giving them the opportunity also to be amongst the party and be known by other developers and the audience of Montreal who might not know about these games as well.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a great boost, I think, for visibility for these smaller studios. And Maxime, I just have really basically one more question, which is, how can people get tickets to this concert?
Yeah, you can buy a ticket on the website of the Orchestre Métropolitain. So by electronic, you go on their website, there's a buy tickets button, so orchestremetropolitain.com. And so, yeah, there's already a lot of tickets sold, but there's still some tickets. So go on the web and grab your ticket.
Maxime, it has been so, so interesting and so much fun to talk with you about this concert. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing experience. So thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.